Well, the summit is billed at investing in Africa's future, and the main headlines are on trade, security, and development. And the concern about not including human rights more prominently is that human rights issues are closely interwoven with all of these goals. You cannot really have sustainable development and stability and security without fundamental respect for human rights, the rule of law, strong institutions, independent institutions. So the concern is that by sidelining human rights, the summit is actually ignoring one of the key criteria to reach many of the goals that it statedly wants to reach.
Also, you all have pointed out that this is an opportunity for President Obama to address the problem with the leaders right here in Washington. So how do you think he should go about doing this, and do you think he will do it?
Many, many people across the African continent, I think, were galvanized by President Obama's speech in Accra, Ghana, 5 years ago, you know, when he said that Africa needs strong institutions and not strong men. And the disappointment is that that rhetoric has not translated into sort of concrete policy changes by the U.S. government. You know, we have at least a dozen very much classical strongmen attending this summit. You have people like Angola's president, Dos Santos. You have people like Uganda's president, Museveni, you know, both of whom are well over two decades in power. And in both Angola and Uganda, you know, on either side of the continent, we've seen alarming trends of crackdowns on civil society, on the media. So this is, you know, one of the reasons why I think there's heightened concern about having this summit right now, when we're seeing some really alarming human rights, negative human rights trends sweeping across the continent. And the hope is that President Obama himself and some of the events will focus on human rights a little bit more than their agendas suggest. But I think we're going to have to wait and see if that really happens in practice.
Earlier, you mentioned a couple of countries where you all found human rights violations taking place. What are some more examples of abuses that you are finding now across the continent?
I think one of the biggest worries we see when we look across the continent is this backlash, this crackdown by a number of governments on civil society, on non-governmental organizations, on human rights groups, and on independent media. So, for example, in East Africa, we see a really very clear, stark example of this trend. We see in Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya even to some extent, South Sudan, Sudan, you see laws that are being passed or implemented that really restrict independent media from reporting on anything the governments don't want them to report on. You see laws, for example, in Ethiopia that have restrained the ability of Ethiopian human rights groups even to operate. There are really very, very few, if any, independent human rights groups who can work properly today in Ethiopia because of the legislative environment and the political environment. And this is not unique to Ethiopia. These are trends that we've seen for some years, and to some extent there's been a worsening of some of these concerns over the last few years since the popular uprisings in the Arab world, in the Middle East in 2011. We've also seen serious restrictions on public protests, on peaceful demonstrations in a number of countries. So these are the kind of trends that we're really worried about, you know, that undermine the ability of citizens to call their own governments to account on a whole range of issues, from corruption to serious human rights violations to others.